My name is Raymond Uno, and I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My family moved to Los Angeles, a place called El Monte, just before the war. And then we were evacuated when the war started, and then I went to Heart Mountain. I really didn't know what was going on, and I didn't know what was happening as far as the evacuation was concerned. I all of a sudden found out that we had to pack and get ready to move somewhere, and I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know why we were packing, and they said the only thing we could take is what you are wearing and you can hold in two hands. You know, we were taken by train, and I think it took about 2 to 3 days traveling through Arizona, Texas, and in Colorado, and then into Utah. I mean, Heart Mountain. My father passed away the first year we were in the camp. He was not sick. In fact, he was at a USO meeting, USO, United Service Organization for Veterans. And my father was a military veteran, and he was at this meeting. And he came home and went to sleep and never woke up. I guess they called the hospital, and it took about an hour or 2 hours before they came. And by the time they came, my father was, he was cold. I think had what they call coronary thrombosis and with his heart. He was 48 years old at the time. Not having him, there every day was, something that really kind of hit me. That was the worst, experience that I had. I think the best memory was the association that I had with other Japanese, and it was kind of unusual kind of experience because before I was a minority, and here I am a majority, but I was able to form some really good friendships with a lot of good friends that I maintain still to this day. I think the thing that was kind of scary was that we're behind barbed wire fences, and there were armed guards, and they had the watchtowers, and of course, the guns were all pointed inside instead of outside, and one of the reasons they said that we were placed in these camps was to protect us. And it's strange that they point the guns at us instead of on the outside, other people that's supposed to be, I guess, a danger to us. We started talking. The reason that we were in the camp, we were Japanese and we were in a war against Japan. They felt that maybe we were the enemy. And, I didn't consider myself the enemy. I was born and raised, and the only place I knew was the United States of America. And it was kind of confusing for me because being an American citizen, yet being incarcerated without a trial, without, being represented by anybody. And my father was an American citizen. He was a veteran of World War I, active in the American Legion. And, to me, very loyal American. So that was something, that I really didn't understand until I went to college and started taking classes in constitutional law and going through law school and going through the, all the different kind of cases that, something like this could happen in America to Americans. And I think this is something that I have been working that it'll never happen again to anybody else.